I'm one of those who actually like Ohio weather. When it's cold, I like it cold. When it's hot and humid, I like it hot and humid. I like all the seasons. So, you know, a lot of people complain about this aspect or that aspect about the weather. I just like it all. And I don't know if that's part of me liking also the fact when everybody else is complaining and uncomfortable. Just kidding, right? But our seasons here give us a great insight into the liturgical year. We have the perfect weather for understanding the liturgical year. And today we have perfect weather for Advent. Kind of gray, overcast, a little muted. You look outside, it's not bright and clear. And it gives us an insight into what the church actually does during Advent. If we think about it, you look out over across the grounds, and we heard Isaiah mention this in terms of the leaves and the dried leaves and the wind. You think about what the grounds are doing, what the trees do. And they've lost their color. There's no grass to cut, very little to do outside. It still has its own kind of beauty, but you're simply waiting for the spring. You're already anticipating the warmth. You're already anticipating maybe the seeds you're going to buy. Like if you're my father, right? He's already looking at seed catalogs. And he'll start some seeds down in the basement, maybe 1,000 tomato plants or so. Because he's crazy, right? But he loves to plant, he loves the spring, he loves to watch things grow. And this is the time of year in which he just has to wait. That's what the church calls us to, in a certain sense, in Advent. It is a time of waiting. It's also a time of reflection. It's a time in which the church says to us, our relationship with God isn't all about our activity. It's not all about us always doing, always trying, always striving. There's a great deal of our relationship with the Lord that is supposed to be us waiting, watching, letting God move, and being attentive to the first signs of that movement. So Advent teaches us how to be better Christians. During Lent, the spring, obviously we're supposed to plow. We plant new seeds. We root out the old. We're getting ready for the spring growth. Summer, the time of actual work. Fall, harvest. But now, patience and waiting. In our own spiritual life, it's the same. We have the season of Lent, right? In which we root out the practices. We establish new discipline. And we try to rejuvenate the spiritual life. During ordinary time, during the summer, we're caught up in all the things that we have to do with life. And yet we are accompanied by the Lord in that work day after day. In the fall, as we come up to this season of Advent, we, in a certain sense, reap the spiritual harvest as we end the liturgical year. And now we enter into that season of patience, of watching, of reflecting on what the Lord has done for us in this past year, and how we expect to spend time, in a sense, with the Lord in the coming year. And we wait for his arrival. Our own lives have the same rhythm. In the spring of life, it's all before you. So those who are in high school here, Advent is the season in which perhaps you reflect upon maybe what the Lord is calling you to do with your life. And in a kind of silent reflection day after day during this season, you ask the Lord, who do you call me to be? If you're already married and have kids and you're busy, Advent's the season in which perhaps you just find a little more quiet time, or a little bit to begin with, right? But it's a season of reflecting on the responsibilities that you actually have. as you look at your children, as you look at your job, as you look at your spouse, and you're in the midst of the work. If you're in the fall of life, it is perhaps a time to reap some of those spiritual benefits. Your prayer life deepens. You look at what you've done and what you haven't done. And you turn all that over to the Lord, and you ask His grace upon the whole of your life up to this point. If you're in the winter of life, and I'm not going to say who that might be, but if you're in the winter of life, it is obviously a time of patiently waiting for the Lord's call, for the Lord to show up on your doorstep and call you home, as we hear in the gospel today. Our lives follow a liturgical rhythm as well. Our lives follow a spiritual rhythm, because it's a relationship with the Lord that the Lord continually leads us in, guides us in, and gives us the grace to live. So as we begin this season of Advent, and the weather outside is perfect for reflecting quietly on what the Lord has done and is asking of us, it's a season to patiently watch and wait and see how the Lord will move with us, inspire us, give us His grace this day, today. So let us ask the Lord that we might have a great Advent, a season of simply sitting with the Lord, waiting for Him, and trusting that the Lord, in fact, will be close to us and will, in fact, reveal Himself to us in this season.